Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. Once again, thank you Prophetess Antoinette John for the seed of $77.77. Now, woman of God, begin to listen to the word that was spoken to you live and during the Sunday service. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be a situation that you're going to be dealing with in this season, but God says that favor is all around you. I hear God says for you not to worry. God is saying that you need to relax. God says that you need to enjoy life more. For God says that there's greatness all around you and greatness in you. God says that he's sending forth the provisions for your vision. God says he wants you to move forward. God says that there's favor, no procrastination, no hesitation, because God says he's calling you forth, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Antoinette. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to be encouraged in this season. God is saying that all things are working out for the better and the greater. God says that greater things are coming. God is saying that he's going to call you to restructure some things and to replan some things. God is saying for you not to get discouraged if you don't get the answer that you want in the time that you want. But God is saying that all things are planned out and all things are in his timing. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. Prophetess Antoinette, I hear Father God saying, apply the seed of patience in this season. This message was for you tonight. And I just hear Father God saying, study to show yourself approved. There's some things that you've been studying and some other things. God says, pick back up some of your sacred studies, because Father God says in this season, he's going to maneuver you through things in this season. I hear Father God saying, the business is already there. The business is already there. So Father God says, grow not weary in your well-doing. Don't become frustrated and stressed out in this. Father God wants you to get into his meditation and his prayer. It's in the quiet time that he's going to speak to you. And woman of God, I see God dressing you for a new open door. And I don't know if you've ever worked in sales. I see you doing something with retail and sales, yet I see you on the internet and the computer. And I just hear Father God saying, before it's all over, you'll be making money in your sleep. And that's the word of the Lord.
And just know, woman of God, that you're coming into a time of victory. You're coming into a time where things are coming together. Sales will definitely prosper you. You're going to do well in sales. The Lord says that there's a lifting up, there's a shifting. I saw money coming on the left, the right, the north, the south, and the east. So prepare for the finances to show up. And we decree and we prophesy that this test shall be easy, and that failure does not exist in Father. Failure does not exist in Father. And do you have holy oil? Okay, good. So take that oil, and before you take that test, I want you to begin to anoint your forehead, but you're going to do it counterclockwise for a few minutes if you can. Just anoint counterclockwise and just press in gently. It's going to stimulate your pineal gland. It's going to stimulate some things, and it's going to open you up. And then you're going to begin to put a drop of oil on the top of your forehead to open you up for information. Information. It's going to increase your sight. Stuff is just going to come to you, come to you, come to you, come to you. That's right. Counterclockwise to stimulate and on the top of your forehead. And God says, victory, victory, victory is yours. And that's the word of the Lord.